What does it matter to gain the world and lose your soul? Well, today we're going to dive into what is the meaning of success without purpose? And it comes from a dear friend who just asked the question, can you have success without knowing your purpose? Before we dive in and I give you my thoughts on this matter, what do you think? Just take a moment and then let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Tammy. I'm your host, and I am excited to talk about, to dive into this question that I have today. Let me turn on the, there we go. Okay, so let's just dive in. I had a busy week last week, and this coming up week is going to be pretty packed, and I'm excited about it. It's all good things. I'm very specific about what I put on my calendar and where. And I knew that this week was going to be like a busy week just because of an event that I'm participating in. And last week, I had the opportunity to go and talk to 40 to 50 amazing Christian women leaders. So these are women leaders who are on staff at the church that I go to. And I had the opportunity to go and pour into them to talk about mentorship. And one of the things that we did is so instead of just me coming up and preparing a speech and talking to them, I really wanted to know what questions they had. And I really wanted to, beat them where they're at and help them with what they needed help with. And so what we did is we set up this anonymous QR code where you can, submit questions in real time. And we had such amazing such insightful questions that just it warms my heart because these women, majority of them, I would say were under the age of 35. And so these are younger women who are going to be leading our churches, leading our families. A lot of them were in charge of our teenagers, and it's so exciting. And we dove into mentorship. And our church has started about 2 years ago, I believe, a mentorship program for the women leaders. They've had one for men, and some of the women were like, wait, we want some mentorship too. And so this program was born out of that. And it's still shifting and changing as we're trying to find out what are the needs that they have. And afterwards, and after I left, I got a question from someone, and I thought it was such a great question that I wanted to share it here on the podcast. And so the question was, Tammy, can you be successful without knowing your purpose? And this question came from a person who I know she's really good at what she does, but I know she struggles with who she is. It came from a question, a woman, she has a background, she had a very she also had a military background. So she was a brat as well. I did not know her then, but I know she was an army brat, and I know the lifestyle. And so I know that it comes from a place of she's been wrestling with this idea. And I know she's been listening to my podcast for a little while, but she's like, I am successful and I don't know my purpose. And so I asked her some more questions, and I thought it would be such a good conversation today to have with you about this, because really you can be successful and not know your purpose. You can be successful and get to the point where, what does success even mean? If we look at the world, there's examples of it all over the place. Look at actors who who seemingly have it all and are miserable, or they come out talking about addiction, and sometimes they, you know, that they take their lives because of the dark and deep abyss that we don't see. And here we are, we're like, we thought they were so happy. What does success really mean? What is it? What is the definition of it? And what is the definition for you? I've talked about it before, about how we really have to define it for ourselves in order to understand it. Like, we can have the like Webster dictionary version of success, that definition, and it's going to look a lot different than the success definition we have for ourselves. So according to Webster, it's success is typically defined as achievement of a goal or attained of higher status, accomplishments, or prosperity. However, when it comes to understanding what personal success is, we really need to look at our core values. We need to look at our, you know, what does success look like for us? What is the characteristics we're trying to build in ourselves and in our families and in those around us? Success is not a cut and dry definition. It's not a cut and dry concept. It's something that if we don't start to look at for ourselves, how do we even know that we've achieved the success that we're looking for? And so having success without knowing your purpose, you technically can achieve it. If success is financial gain, if it's professional achievements, if it's, you know, having a big house, if it's having a small house. I mean, even you could reach success and have a, you know, tiny two-bedroom, tiny house. But the thing is that your values are what to start to define your success. And so let's look at purpose for a moment, because purpose generally refers to the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. In a more personal context, it talks about an individual's sense of resolve or determination, guiding their actions and goals. Purpose gives meaning to one's life, influencing decisions, shaping goals, providing a sense of direction, and fostering a sense of fulfillment. It can be a source of motivation and a framework for making life choices, aligning actions with deeper values and aspirations. So are you hearing Are you hearing a deeper theme here? Because one thing about success and purpose, they align with values, those core values, which are so key. And so when you're really asking the question of, can I have success without knowing my purpose? I want to take it a deep layer, a deep lower. I want to go a little deeper with this and ask you, can you have achievement without understanding why it's important to you? What is your goal? And why is it a goal? What's the why behind the why? There are so many things in this world we can do. There's so many things that we can achieve, goals that we can go after, whether it's health, financial, emotional, spiritual, family. Like, there's so many goals. But if we don't know the why behind it, what does it even matter? What is it to gain the world and lose your soul? What is it to gain this, you know, level of finances? Let's just use that, because that's typically success to us. When you look, you go through magazines and you go through, you think about success, you think of the big house on the beach, you know, or something similar. What does it matter if you have no one to share it with? What does it matter if you kill yourself and you break the, you go against the principles and the values and things that you hold innate, those things that really matter to you? What if you have to push those aside to get that? So an easy answer is yes, you can get success without your purpose. And then it's the, what is it worth to you? And so success, as the world sees it, as money, power, things. Purpose is fulfillment, peace, joy, impact. It's also the guiding your goals and your actions and your dreams. It's understanding who you are and what core values you hold. So that way, when you do achieve these goals, you can enjoy them. You can had that sense of accomplishment and that sense of, I use the gifts within me. By knowing your purpose, by having that, by understanding your strengths, your talents, your gifts, and why you were put on this earth, success looks really different or not. You may still have the house of your dreams, the life of your dreams, but when you step into your purpose, it means more. It's not just another checklist. It's not just another, this is what I should be doing, so I'm going to do it, or thinking that other people have said that having this big house and all the help and being able to travel the world is worth it. But if there's no meaning in your life, if you haven't discovered what's important to you, then is it really success at all? So what is your goal? What do you want to say at the end of your life? Like, our lives are so temporary. I got a dose of that, you know, when I lost my mom in 2011. Yeah, 2011 is when I lost my mom. And then, no, 2007 is when I lost my mom. And then when I lost my husband in 2012, I understood two people whose lives were cut short. And yet they did have, they knew who they were. They knew what they were meant to do. They had a fulfilled life. My mom, she loved being a mom. She loved antiques. She was hilarious. And she liked to make people laugh. And Dee, he was centered around people as well. Surprisingly enough, even though those who knew him, he always had a stern external appearance, but he was a big softie, and he loved kids. He loved making them smile. He loved helping them out. He was for the underdog and would help the underdog without other people realizing how he was helping them. He would make sure that other people were taken care of. So they were living their purpose. And so even though they didn't have the big houses, even though they didn't live to a very old age, they still had that success in their lives. Our lives are so short. We don't know. And I don't mean to make this a dim, like, I want this inspirational. I don't want this to, like, hey, you know, the end of your life is coming. No, but really we can make a decision today. We can make a decision today how we want to live our life, what we want to say at the end of our life. And if that's too much, what do you want to say at the end of the year, at the end of the month, at the end of the week, at the end of the day? What do you want to be able to say about yourself? That you stayed true to your goals, that you stayed true to, you know, you push through success. It doesn't matter who you stepped on or what you did, or that you stayed true to your core values and whatever you hold important to you. You made choices aligning with that. Understand our core values helps us to find success. So these are not like individual things. They all go together. And without purpose, what is the meaning of success? Is it the tangible results, or is it what happens on the inside when you fostered that achievement and that sense of fulfillment and that motivation, a framework that you've made choices based on what matters to you? So I'm going to say that again. What is purpose, or what is the meaning of success without purpose? And so I want you to think about that today as you're making your decisions and as you're going, like, what is success to you? I would like you to define that. Take some time and really look at what is success? How do I define it? How do you define it? How would your family define success? How do you know when you've achieved it? And what does it mean to you? And then what are your core values and how do they align with it? Or what core values are peeping up? Like, what core values are coming to the surface because of how you define success? What are those deeper values and aspirations? How does that play into what success looks like for you? And so as I wrap this up, and it's just going to be a short episode today, but I just thought it was such a good question, because you can have success without purpose. But what's the point? What's the why? What is it going to leave you with? And how is it going to get you that sense of fulfillment and the impact and the joy that you're looking for, the peace, the calm, the whatever, the adventure that you're looking for. So what does success look like to you? What values do you hold dear? And how could deepening your sense of purpose and understanding you help and make that a stronger push, make that a stronger way to live? Make it, how could that influence your decisions and shape your goals and give you a sense of direction when we all feel so lost or numb, or we have so many different directions we can go in and we're like, what do we do? Well, when it comes down to our purpose, our core values, and how we define success, that direction comes a lot easier. So if this is something that you've been wrestling with and you want to know more about, if you want to start looking at what is your purpose, why does it even matter, and how do you start living it, I have a workshop for you. This workshop, May 9th, is going to be so much fun. There is a replay, so if you can't come live, there's a replay. I'm also going to do it again at a different time, just because I've heard from a couple people that they're not able to make the time that I have on there. I think I have like 11 o'clock the 9th Central Standard Time. I think that's what it is. I haven't looked at my calendar this morning, but I would love you to be there. It's free. You get to come hang out with me and some other amazing women. And what I want you to walk away with is understanding how knowing who you are, having this sense of, you know, this deep sense of purpose and understanding what your purpose is actually opens up, and it helps guide you to what your decisions should be. What decisions are right for you? Because what's right for Sally is not right for Susan. The decisions, and even if they're looking for the same result, they don't get there the same way. And so I wanted to just remove expectations for you. I wanted to help crack open and see, how do you connect with your purpose? What's stopping you from really living your purpose? And what can we do about it? So I would love to see you at the workshop. In the show notes, on social media, DM me and I can send you the link directly. But don't wait. Save your seat. Space is limited. We're getting closer to the event. And I've really been pouring over and praying about what God wants me to share in this workshop. And I'm excited about it. So come and don't let me hang out by myself. With that, I'm going to close. And then I have one favor to ask. If this podcast has touched you at all, if it's inspired you, or if you've gotten something out of it, if you would consider leaving me a rate and review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you can, it's really important. One, it warms my heart. It inspires me. I do this every day as a labor of love. There's no monetary, like I don't have ads, which I feel like those are coming a little like soon. I'm not sure about that, but I think that they're starting to, like, more and more and more you're seeing that ads are going into podcasts. But I don't, like, this is a labor of love for me. This is my gift. This is how I serve you and help you. And if you could just help me by giving me a rate and review, I would really appreciate it. I read all of them. They matter to me. And the other thing it does is it allows for other people who have similar interests to you, who listen to the same podcasts or do the same Google searches or search on Facebook or Instagram the same as you, it helps other people find this podcast. My podcast isn't recommended unless I have, unless the ratings and reviews align with the other person. So if you could do that for me, I would really appreciate it. And share this episode, share this this podcast with someone who you feel it could benefit. All right, with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you. I will see you at the workshop. And until then, bye for now.